Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
President of the Caribbean Development Bank says agriculture can transform Jamaica's economy. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers, or Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please, me can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memory self, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
President of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, Dr. Warren Smith, says agriculture can potentially transform Jamaica's economy into one that brings about growth and prosperity. Agriculture is one of several sectors considered to be vital to the government's economic growth and job creation agenda. Dr. Smith says in 2012, the CDB contributed $8.1 million to fund the first phase of the government's National Irrigation Development Plan. The initiative involved the development of the irrigation systems in the farming communities of Hounslow and Pedro Plains in St. Elizabeth and Seven Rivers in St. James. Inputs included the establishment of wells and installation of pumps and pipelines, among other equipment and infrastructure. A total of 391 farmers, comprising 313 men and 78 women, are benefiting from the provisions at Hounslow, where 360 hectares of land are under cultivation. An additional 656 farmers are benefiting in Pedro Plains, where another 360 hectares are being cultivated by that group, comprising 461 men and 195 women. 32 acres are being cultivated in Seven Rivers by 76 beneficiary farmers, consisting of 61 men and 15 women. The CDB has also financed the provision of technical support to the farmers to better enable them to achieve maximum yields from their crops. Dr. Smith says the overall objective of CDB's input is to improve the productivity and competitiveness of a wide range of agricultural commodities. Meanwhile, the CDB president says the bank is in discussion with the government about the proposed development of another irrigation system in Essex Valley, St. Elizabeth. Approximately 700 hectares of lands are being cultivated by farmers in the area. Dr. Smith has also endorsed the government's AgroPark initiative, which he describes as an excellent idea that should be further expanded. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Finger tink, you can't cut it off. Translation, a finger may stink, but you cannot cut it off. And this means be tolerant of an aggressive or offensive relative.
Residents of Maypen and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, May 28 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Tax Administration Department. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or by manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, May 28, 10 to 3 p.m. in Maypen.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.